This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This recording is the third in a series of four podcasts featuring a conversation between Todd Park, Chief Technology Officer for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and Philip Fasano, Executive Vice President and Chief Information Officer for Kaiser Permanente. The topic, technology as a tool in the advancement of health. Here, Todd and Phil talk about the need and opportunities for healthcare entrepreneurs over the next 5 to 10 years.
Why do you think healthcare has been so slow to adopt technology generally, and particularly information technology? So much has been done and so much has been made available. It would seem that more could be done with technology in healthcare.
There's a very interesting paper written by a Harvard economist named David Cutler, who studied healthcare for his entire career. It was published a couple years ago, I believe, by the National Bureau of Economic Research. And the title was, Where Are the Healthcare Entrepreneurs? Right, in particular, where are the innovators who apply technology to reinvent industries? Right, because he said, look, every other American industry that he could think of that was sclerotic and had a lot of opportunity for improvement, right, was invaded by entrepreneurs frequently leveraging technology to ultimately reinvent it and produce better value for consumers and stakeholders. He said, why hasn't this happened in healthcare? And his answer was, kind of in a nutshell, two reasons. One, the incentives were wrong. That in a world where essentially the healthcare system paid for volume of services and actually in many ways actively punished quality and efficiency because that reduced the volume of services, right? That there was no incentive to apply technology in innovative ways to improve quality and efficiency because the financial incentives were actually all wrong, right? And then secondly, he said, an important aspect of what's required to power technological innovation and overall innovation, entrepreneurship in healthcare is information. But the patient information is locked away in medical record closets and is illiquid, right? If there isn't information about market performance and price, and how performance and price varies from provider to provider or insurer to insurer. And if there's a bunch of information that's really useful to help consumers and providers make better decisions, but that is opaque and isn't really accessible easily, if you don't have that kind of enabling information, it's very, very hard to power real change. But he said the good news is that if the country can find a way to change incentives to focus on rewarding health and quality of care as opposed to just volume services, and if the country can figure out a way to unlock this information and make it travel wherever a patient, wherever a doctor needs for it to travel, that you'll see very quickly, he said, a change. You'll see very quickly the application of entrepreneurship and technological innovation to make the same kinds of improvements in healthcare that entrepreneurship and technological innovation have actually engineered in other industries. I believe that we are at the beginning of that right now.
When you think about the ideal, what is the ideal in terms of what healthcare should look like as we start to think about the next 5 and 10 years?
Well, to me, it should be about health. I think that actually our healthcare system has been entirely too much about care itself to the exclusion of health. So when you hit a brick wall, right, our care delivery system, knows what to do. We don't expend nearly as much effort as we should preventing people from hitting the brick wall, right? Preventing people from hitting the ER, from hitting the hospital, from actually getting that complication that actually curtails the quality and length of their life. And so I think the healthcare system needs to be much more about health than it has been, much more about really understanding how to help people stay healthy, how to help people live a high-quality life for as long as possible, how to actually avoid having to go to the ER, avoid having the kind of event that forces them to go to the hospital. And I think that that is really where we're heading with the help of pioneers like Kaiser, who have blazed the trail for this. And I think that it will lead to an outcome for the system and for patients, which both significantly improves quality and health and lowers cost at the same time. Because if you help someone stay healthy by doing the stitch in time that saves 9, right? I mean, you help them avoid going to the ER and avoid being hospitalized. That's both a better outcome for that patient and a lower cost outcome for society. And so, like many industries, high quality and low cost are really the same thing. And so I think it's a very exciting direction in which we're heading.